It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team is set to begin Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play tonight when they host Seward County Community College inside Arleigh Bryant Gymnasium. Tip-off is set for 6 p.m. Cloud County concluded the non-conference slate on November 14th with a 92-53 home win over Bethany College JV. The T-Birds improved to 5-0 on the year with the victory, marking the program's best start to a season since the 2017-2018 year. The T-Birds are 4-0 at Arleigh Bryant Gymnasium this season. Seward County comes to Concordia with a 4-1 record. The Saints are fresh off an 82-64 home win over Northeastern Junior College on Monday. Cloud County has won its Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference opener in each of the past three seasons, including a 73-68 victory over Seward County to start conference play in 2023-2024. The T-Birds are 8-2 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference openers dating back to the 2014-2015 season. The unbeaten Cloud County men's basketball team will also host Seward County tonight. The contest from Arleigh Bryant Gymnasium will tip at 8 p.m. The T-Birds enter the game a perfect 6-0 under first-year head coach Kyle Pugh. Cloud County opened the season with an 82-64 road loss to nationally ranked Indian Hills Community College on November 1st, but learned this week that Indian Hills has forfeited the game due to an ineligible player. Cloud County is coming off a 73-63 win over North Platte Community College in North Platte, Nebraska on Saturday. Seward County, at 1-4, earned its first win of the season on Sunday with an 86-77 victory at Lamar Community College.